Hello and welcome to another great day here on the Jet Set. We have a packed show for you today. As the world seems to be traveling more than ever, we thought it was time to test your travel knowledge.
And I'm talking with another one of the most interesting people about plastic surgery.
And I've got the travel headlines that have us talking. All of this and much more is about to take off right here on the Jet Set.
Welcome aboard. Bobby Lori and Nikki Noya have your ticket to travel, food, fitness, and everything you need for an on-the-go lifestyle. Grab your boarding pass. It's time to jet set.
It's time for today's edition of Here's This, powered by thejetset.com. The devastation in Maui resulting from the deadly wildfires has required assistance and support from all quarters. With entire communities leveled, food shortages, power outages, and the basic necessities of daily life unavailable, emergency responders, rescue organizations, local businesses, and individuals on Maui have all been working tirelessly to pick up the pieces. Now, that effort includes support from airlines as well. U.S. Airlines provided 145 relief flights between August 10th and August 14th, according to Airlines for America. Now, those flights helped bring survivors to safety off of the island. Airlines that are members of Airlines for America are also ditching typical change fees and policies in order to provide increased flexibility for travelers whose plans were impacted by the fires. Now, this has included travel waivers to and from the airport in Maui. Now, while leisure travel to Maui has been mostly halted, airlines have stepped in to provide assistance during what has been the most deadly wildfire in Hawaii's state history and more than a century across the whole United States.
This is such a tragedy on so many levels, so many cultural history. I mean, Lahaina is, it still is, and was one of the cultural hubs of Hawaiian culture. Yeah. And it was such a gem of a town that was like, you've been there.
I've been there, yeah.
You know, it had just like this special feeling, but not only for visitors, but for locals and for Hawaiian history. This is so devastating. And if I talk about it much longer, you guys are gonna see ugly face crying because it's just so awful. But thank you to all of the airlines who are helping out, but this is just the beginning. We need everyone really to help out.
No, you weren't born in Hawaii, but no. You kind of call Hawaii home.
Oh, it's right here. It is right here. No, my family is from Kauai, and this is just, but we're all ohana. I mean, April is from the islands as well, and we all know someone there, live there. We have visited there. So everyone, please, whatever you can do to donate, to help. I mean, we need medical yeah. supplies for the
school
seniors,
starting.
Everybody. We need, send over your slippers. Everyone needs to go to school, so we need school supplies, but thank you to everyone who's helping, but this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and you know, just like the other airlines, Hawaiian Airlines also added additional flights to assist in response to the disaster. Those flights were running from Kahului to Honolulu.
Nice, Bobby.
And that's as of August 11th. Hawaiian had also transported more than 12,500 people out of Maui. Mm-hmm. They've also been carrying essential cargo on their aircraft along with donations and shipping of goods and catering items for evacuees arriving in the airport as mm-hmm. well.
And we really need the airlines because yeah. again, we're on a volcano in the middle of the ocean. So we really rely on those airlines to help bring in all the things. So thank you to everyone, a big mahalo nui loa. But this is just the beginning of starting
to
rebuild.
Hawaiian Airlines is actually a big part of the effort to work with the Hawaii Food Bank and Maui Food Bank on food collection and distribution. Mm-hmm. And they're actually looking at donating and distributing $150,000 worth of relief to those that are affected by the wildfires.
One of the always, you know, seeing the good that has come out of this and seeing the communities come together, because everyone has such a great feeling about Hawaii, and especially Lahaina, it's such a special place. So whatever anyone can do, do your part, help out.
Well, one thing you could do is if you are a Hawaiian Airlines customer and you want to assist, you can consider donating miles to Hawaiian Miles on behalf of the American Red Cross of Hawaii. And then those miles will be
awesome.
Used to help in the relief efforts as well.
Yeah, we're gonna need all the help we can get. So thank you. That is awesome of Hawaiian Airlines.
Yep.
Love those guys.
We'll be right back in 30 seconds with more of the Jet Set.
Every year, more than 35,000 men and women are diagnosed with a cancer caused by HPV in the United States. Joining us now to talk about that and St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital's efforts to educate people about the benefits of the HPV vaccine is Dr. Heather Brandt. Thanks for being with us, Doctor.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about HPV and the HPV vaccination, and what are the benefits to receiving the vaccine?
Well, HPV stands for human papillomavirus, just referred to simply as HPV. HPV is very common in the United States. One in four people are currently infected, and nearly everyone will get an HPV infection in their lifetime. We don't yet fully know in whom is getting these HPV infections that it will turn into an HPV cancer. But good news, we have a safe, effective, and long-lasting vaccine against HPV that can help prevent 90% of HPV cancers. So the main benefit of HPV vaccination is cancer prevention. And this is a vaccine that is recommended routinely for everyone ages 9 to 26, and for some people ages 27 to 45. And our focus here at St. Jude is on-time HPV vaccination by the 13th birthday among 9 to 12-year-olds to make sure that these children are, all children, are protected at these ages from HPV cancers that they may develop later in adulthood.
Why is St. Jude advocating for parents or caregivers to include HPV vaccination with their child's back-to-school immunizations?
The back-to-school period is the time period when children this age are getting vaccinations. So right after the binders, pens, pencils, markers, backpacks, and more on the back-to-school list should be routinely recommended vaccines, including HPV vaccination. This vaccine can be safely given with other routinely recommended vaccines at the same time. And making the decision today to protect your child really pays off in providing lifetime of protection against HPV cancers.
Where can we go for more information?
We hope people will come online to learn more at stjude.org/HPV and stjude.org/bright-future.
Thanks for joining us. Okay, well, we've got to take a quick break. We've got lots more of the Jet Set coming up in just 60 seconds.
It's time for a top off of more travel news on Here's More, powered by thejetset.com. Officials in Maui said that tourists in parts of Maui not impacted by the fires have not been asked to leave, and that visitors are still welcome in the southern and eastern parts of the island. Quote, South Maui is opened. Kihei Wailea is opened, said Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson during a press conference. And quote, Maui is not closed. Now, when asked by a reporter to address mixed messages being put out around visitation and whether people should not go or go to Maui altogether, or whether they should be supporting the tourism-driven economy, Bisson reiterated that while visitors should not go to West Maui, which includes Lahaina, the rest of the island is still open.
This is really confusing. And this is also one of like the main tourist places in the world. Mm-hmm. And also you have weddings, you have anniversaries, you've got birthday parties, you've got family trips. So everything is so confusing right now. And I just ask everyone just to have some patience.
Yep.
And just make smart decisions and be safe and be, you know, kind of cognizant of actually what's going on.
Keep up on the news. Now, you know, he also said, quote, obviously there's so much going on with trying to rebuild it, but the rest of Maui is still open. We've not shut down. We've not shipped anyone out. We've not asked anyone to leave. As far as tourism is concerned, that's a major driver of our economy here. Mm-hmm. So keep in mind, travel to Maui is still open. Mm-hmm. They still want you to go visit. Mm-hmm. Just don't go visit the west side.
Yes, stay away from Lahaina, anywhere over there. But it's like, it's so confusing because you're like, am I still going? Am I not? And right now I'm sure if you call, 1-800-AIRLINE, help me, you might be a little backed up. So just everyone have a little bit of patience and, you know, everything's gonna be okay.
Can I ask you a question? Have you ever called 1-800-AIRLINE, help me?
That's you.
I was gonna say, wait, because I was just curious who answered the phone when you called and like what you might have asked these people.
My 1-800-ANYTHING-HELP-ME-NIKKI is you.
Every Everyone loves an upgrade, but what's the best option for flying in first without breaking the bank?
I'd love to know.
Well, we've got the scoop on what airline offers the best price on those sought-after seats.
Ooh, now, this is a... I am listening to this one.
We all know that Nikki loves flying... What is it? 6F?
6F.
6F.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If it's not 6F, she's not going. That's not true.
That's not true.
I have seen Nikki in a middle seat. But anyway, before we start, as someone who flies first class a fair amount, Nikki, do you have any tricks for finding good fares?
I call you.
Okay, aside from 1-800-AIRLINE-HELP-ME, what else might you do to find good fares?
Well, you're supposed to look on like Tuesdays, right? There's certain days, there's certain times, and you also don't want to use, you want to use like a browser that doesn't track your looking, right? Am I right? This is correct news that I've reported on the Jet Set. Isn't that right?
I love every minute of this episode.
Right.
Okay.
But so that is true, right, Bob?
That is very true. You need to use a browser that doesn't track your looking.
Yeah.
Okay. The travel experts at Upgraded Points analyzed first-class ticket pricing data for four major U.S. airlines that offer first-class service: American, Alaska, Delta, and United, as well as 12 of the busiest domestic flight routes. American boasts the lowest difference between a one-way economy and first-class ticket at $236, and the lowest average one-way first-class ticket at $370.
I know this to be true.
Really?
Because I am an American Airlines lady, mm-hmm. because they have my 6F and the best Bloody Marys. So, you know, that's how I choose my airline, is the quality of their Bloody Marys. I mean, come on.
Here's another interesting little fact. This one actually goes to Delta Airlines, mm-hmm. which, as research shows, Delta leads the way in the highest premiums, charging about $285 more for a one-way first-class ticket compared to economy, while Alaska actually boasts a similarly high first-class ticket price. Still at $479, Alaska's average first-class ticket is easily the most expensive among the airlines analyzed. This I do not understand.
That's crazy.
Why?
I don't know. Do they have older airplanes?
They do have older airplanes, yeah. They got rid of the younger Virgin America ones.
Oh, this is interesting.
Football season is almost here, and joining us today is former NFL player and current analyst Marcus Spears to talk about everything from tailgating to his predictions for the football season ahead. Hi, Marcus.
How's it going, family? My name is Marcus Spears. I've been appointed the chief fry officer for Louisiana Fish Fry Products. It's a personal favorite of mine. I grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I grew up with these products, and football season is right around the corner. So I decided that we should make a chicken fry. Yes, Louisiana Fish Fry Products has stepped into the chicken category. And we in the category with some tenders, with some chicken sandwiches and fried chicken wings, which are a little bit of hint of spice. We the number one chicken fry, y'all, okay? Easy to cook up. I've given you all of the instructions. Don't feel intimidated. Just enjoy all of the praise that you're gonna get when your family and friends eat this while they over at the house watching the games. We got something for everybody. As you see it, I got some potato salad on the side. I also have some French fries, so make sure the sides are very important. And probably most important to me, a spicy Cajun margarita, which is for 21 and up, okay, because we're going to be responsible. They don't call me Chef Swagoo for nothing. Let me give you a real quick tutorial. 350 degrees. We use cast iron skillets where I'm from. You should invest in one if you don't have one. Make sure you drop a little bit of that coating in there. Make sure it sizzles, not pops. If it pops, your grease is too hot, it's burning. Let's get it back down to a sizzle. You also want to cover this thing when you get it to 350 degrees. Make sure you keep that heat inside. Flip it every 4 to 5 minutes. And I'm telling you, it's going to be glory come out of there. Go to LouisianaFishFry.com for all of the recipes, everything else you need to know. You can find us at your local grocer. Go find it, please. I'm telling y'all, people going to think you're a professional chef once they taste it. I appreciate y'all. This is the Chief Fry Officer. I'm Marcus Spears, Louisiana Fish Fry Products. We everywhere. Back to you.
Thanks for being here, Marcus. We've got to take another short break, but don't go anywhere. We've still got lots more of the Jet Set to come. The world is traveling again, and we thought it would be the perfect time to test our knowledge with a travel quiz. From capital cities to geography, let's see how many of these travel questions Nikki can get right.
Wait, and I thought we were both doing this.
Oh, no, I have the answers, you don't.
All right.
What is the most northern capital city for a country, period. The most northern capital city.
For any country?
Any country.
Is it Juneau, Alaska?
No.
Give me a hint.
I'll give you a hint. You couldn't wait to go and you finally went.
Iceland?
What's the capital city?
Reykjavik?
Yes, it is.
It is?
It is.
Really?
It is. According to our quiz, it is.
Oh, okay. Not sure if it's real, but.
Okay. What is the smallest country in the world by landmass? This you should know.
Oh, it's the one in Europe, right?
Well, it's in Europe.
It's not called Luxembourg.
You're totally off.
Oh.
Okay, fine.
Wait,
I'll give you the smallest country in the world. I'll give you the
easiest. Isn't that like the little place? I think it's actually in Italy and it starts with an M.
It is in Italy, it's not an M.
Rome?
The Vatican City.
Yeah, Vatican City, sorry.
Yeah. M.
I need to have a snack. Right.
Zanzibar is an island off of which African country?
Tanzania.
Correct.
Because I went
there. We got one.
Yay.
Okay. Finland has been rated as what type of country for the last three?
Happiest.
It is the happiest. Look at you buzzing in before I finish the question.
Uh-huh. I've been there too.
Wow, you can go on Jeopardy now.
Now, okay. I'm warmed up.
Yeah. True or false? Antarctica is a desert.
I feel like this is a trick question. False?
True.
How?
It's true.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
It is classified as a desert. That is how.
That's what I mean. Like, I thought it was a trick question.
Nope.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Who has more pyramids, Egypt or Sudan?
Sudan.
Correct. Mm-hmm. You should have known that.
Since you went on
a solo trip to Egypt and left us all here.
I had to get the
stinky tofu.
Yeah.
Is the national dish of which country?
Stinky tofu? Stinky? Korea.
Taiwan.
Sorry, Korea. Yeah. I don't know that. I don't know.
At the Taj Mahal, there is a bench named after someone. Who is it?
Princess Diana.
You read the answer.
I didn't. No, I know that she loved it there, and there's a very famous picture there. So I did actually know that.
Okay. How many stars does the flag of the United States have?
50.
That's correct.
Oh, okay.
We would edit that out if you got it wrong. Yeah. We'd be pulled off the air. This one you'll know. I know. The dish poutine belongs to which country?
Switzerland.
What? Oh my God.
Oh, it's Canada.
I just went lightheaded with that.
I have a block. Sorry, Canada. Justin, call me.
All right, Nikki.
Yeah.
We kind of lost count. So you got like four, right?
Yeah, that was actually really hard.
So you can study for next time. Here's one of these. Here's a globe.
Okay, actually, the desert one, that was
difficult. I did not know the answer. There is a lot of these I did not have the answer to. I mean, I had it because I read it, but I did not know. But
where is it again? Actually, there's Iceland.
Where is poutine from?
You know what? I had a hard day, and I had a hard experience.
The kids are back in school, and that means family life is getting more hectic. But don't worry, technology expert Mark Saltzman is here to help with some great family tech for school and home. Hi, Mark.
Hi, thank you for having me on the Jet Set. And yes, I have partnered with some great brands that will make life a little easier for families. Starting with tech that helps with privacy and security. Students have a lot weighing on their minds already, and so protecting their devices and data shouldn't have to be one of them. Kaspersky VPN protects students, and everyone in the family, in fact, when connecting to the internet from any device, even over public Wi-Fi. A VPN encrypts your connection so you can browse online without being watched. Kaspersky VPN lets you connect to more than 2,000 fast and virtual servers, choosing from more than 100 locations, so you can also access content that might otherwise be limited, like a student trying to access their Netflix account while studying overseas. It works on Windows, Mac, Android, and iPhone. And use the code TVNEWS at Kaspersky.com for a discount. Next up, this is awesome. It's a great solution for families in need of internet access. It's called Project 10 Million, and it's part of T-Mobile's ambitious $10.7 billion education initiative, and it's aimed at helping to close the digital divide. It offers free internet connectivity and mobile hotspots to up to 10 million eligible student households across the U.S. T-Mobile, by the way, has already connected more than 5.3 million students. So what better time than back-to-school season to help ensure internet access is not a barrier to a child's education. To get started, sign up at tmobile.com/p10m, and you can read about eligibility for K through 12 students in nearly 1,500 school districts. And for everything I've covered here today, including links, simply visit inthenews.tv.
Thanks so much for being here, Mark.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got to take one final break. We'll be right back with more of the Jet Set. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to start doing the homework. Okay, everybody, it's time for your dose of travel inspiration, where this week we're sending you from Montreal to New York on the Eastern Seaboard Explorer Itinerary aboard Viking Ocean Cruises. I love it. Are you ready to listen? Experience cultural splendors, keep the alluring treasures of Eastern Canada and New England, and experience their endless charm, just like me, and diverse legacies along the way. Learn about Canada's rich colonial past in Quebec City and Saguenay?
Sure.
Sure. And its Scottish and Acadian heritage in Halifax. Cruise the scenic St. Lawrence River and the remarkable Cape Cod Canal. Overnight stays in Montreal, Boston, and New York City let you experience their vibrant cultures up close. Can we get close to culture?
What was that? Was that your poutine dance, since we just learned where poutine was from?
Listen, this journey is available now with discount airfare from the U.S. and a $100 Visa gift card just for booking by visiting oceanandriversailings.com. Okay, that was a bad one, because we've been to Canada so much. Oh, I'm hungry, I'm tired, I needed help, but
the Eastern Seaboard Explorer must be beautiful, though, especially in the fall. See the fall colors along
Absolutely
the coast.
Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you for watching today, everyone. We'll see you next time.
Thank you!